Station AM.
KMOX News Time, 8:52. We're talking to Jeff Rubin. He is the founder of National Punctuation Day. Hey, we could all use a little more attention to our punctuation. Let's be honest. Now, Jeff, I'm wondering what you think about this idea, because when I was growing up, Schoolhouse Rock taught me all the parts of speech and the Constitution. It was awesome. So what if we brought that back with punctuation? You think that would work?
Well, you know, it's interesting. One of the things I want to do next year is to develop a play, a punctuation play, that I can bring into elementary school districts here in California. Maybe dress the kids up as punctuation symbols and give them some script lines to say. Maybe have a punctuation treasure hunt, something that makes it fun and teaches at the same time. And I think it's really important we get kids when they're young. I'm sure you remember diagramming sentences on the blackboard when you were in grammar school, and they don't do that anymore.
What do you think about E.E. Cummings' work? Given the way...
Very interesting and difficult to read.
Yeah. Is there a time when bad punctuation is okay?
I don't think so.
Never, huh?
Nope. Not if you want to portray yourself in a professional manner. You know, you wouldn't go to a networking mixer dressed in a ratty old T-shirt and a pair of shorts. Nowadays, with the proliferation of electronic correspondence, very frequently the first impression we make on a potential client is written. If we send them something that's riddled with errors, I think they're going to have some confidence problems in our competence. So I think it does matter.
I am going to just go out on a limb and assume that you've read the book Eat, Shoots, and Leaves by Lynn Truss. Have you guys gotten together to commiserate about the death of punctuation?
No, we have not, but I have read the book.
What'd you think?
It's a wonderful book. She's a bit kvetchy. But she makes some wonderful points in that book. You have to understand, though, that book was edited in British style.
Right.
And a lot of the commas and quotes are placed, the commas and the periods are placed outside the end quotes. And, you know, British punctuation is different from ours, and the book was not re-edited for the American market. But it's a wonderful book, and God bless her for writing it and bringing punctuation to the forefront of our consciousness.
All right, so if people want to get more information about you and your website, it's nationalpunctuationday.com, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, well, I'll put a link up on our website about that so people can check in with you. And I think the best part about that is that you do have the key punctuation signs and links on each one of them that shows people how to use them, and I guess some bad examples of usage of punctuation.
Some good and bad examples, and also I've got links to all of the style books, the online style books. So if there are any questions, they can just get right online.
Well, thank you for joining us, and it's certainly a worthy cause, I think, because we should all be focusing a little bit more on writing intelligently.
Well, Doug and Debbie, take life one apostrophe at a time.
You as well. Jeff Rubin, founder of National Punctuation Day, joining us this morning on KMOX.